The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on the Breakfast Huddle. Well, it looks like we are seeing a bit of caution heading into the opening hours of trade. Of course, this is going to be the last day of trading this week before we head into the long weekend. A lot of attention as well this morning on the more than aggressive than expected rate cuts by the three central banks in Asia yesterday. So that seems to be moving markets still. And also on the radar, we have Singtel's results where profit dropped 35%. To help make sense of it all, we've got some help from Margaret Young. She is an analyst at CMC Markets. Morning, Margaret. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Ryan. It has been a really busy week for all of us.
I know. You had to wake up extra early to help me crunch these Singtel numbers. So let's get into it, Margaret. We have the Singtel results, right? So very similar picture to what we saw from StarHub, which was down 36% in net profit early this week. How much of a surprise is this drop for Singtel for you?
Well, the numbers coming from Singtel were not great. The EPS earning per share came in at 3 cents, which is a missing forecast of 4.3 cents. So it's pretty disappointing earnings. Although its revenue remained stagnant, increased 2% on a year-on-year basis, but net profit is declining sharply, largely due to the losses in the Airtel, as well as higher than expected depreciation and amortization costs. And also, its overseas operations are not giving great dividends to contribute to the group's net profit. And another headwind is Aussie dollar, because Singtel has a very large exposure to the Australian market, and Australian dollar has been decreasing quite sharply as the central bank is cutting interest rates lower. So all these headwinds are contributing to the decline in net profit. I think its share price will still be under the pressure in the near term, but given that the underlying business is considered as a defensive and resilient kind of sector, so under the current market circumstances, this sector will still probably outperform the benchmark because other sectors are selling even faster.
That's right. So a bit of pressure from Bharti Airtel, some losses there, as well as the depreciation costs that is weighing on Singtel. So I'm not just looking at the year-to-date performance. Singtel is up 12%. STI is 2.5% in the green, so that really outperforms the benchmark.
Exactly.
StarHub is down by 18%. So you're saying, is this a good time, though, to look at telco stocks right now?
Well, I would say that for the dividend purpose, the Singtel is still giving quite a stable and decent dividend yield to reward the investors, but it's not for capital gain purpose. For those who are already having Singtel, it is still okay to hold them because you still collect the dividend, which is much higher than the current interest rate. And when interest rates are going lower and lower, those companies who have a track record of paying a very stable dividend over the years are going to gain some favor by investors.
Okay, we are chatting with Margaret Young. She is the analyst at CMC Markets. Margaret, talking about interest rates, we had some big moves yesterday from the three central banks in action yesterday. So we had the Reserve Bank of India, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, and also the Bank of Thailand making more than aggressive than expected rate cuts. So that is causing some people to say, are we looking at a race to the bottom now? Is there a currency war happening? Margaret, what's your take on it? Is this going to mean weaker Asian currencies in the months to come?
Yeah, that's a very good point. I think since the PBOC devaluates its currency, renminbi, against the US dollar on Monday, that actually marks a turning point in the currency world now. I think I agree with you that we are probably heading towards an escalation in the currency war, that a lot of central banks around the globe are trying to devaluate their currency in order to support the economy growth and help with their domestic exports and manufacturing, because now the economy is really doing quite bad. Therefore, yesterday we saw that Reserve Bank of New Zealand cut interest rate by 50 bps. That's much higher than expected 25 bps cut, and that led to a fast decline in Kiwi dollar as well as Aussie dollar. And also, India Bank also cut interest rate more than expected. Well, I think those central banks are now having to take into consideration higher trade risks and also a weaker global growth prospect into consideration, so they have to take more aggressive actions in cutting down rates. And that also led the market to expect the Federal Reserve to cut rates as soon as in September and maybe one or two more by end of this year. So I think many countries are trying to devalue their currency, and we are now into that phase. So one asset class that is benefiting from all these rate cuttings and currency depreciation is actually gold. That's why we are seeing gold now shooting up to above $1,500. That's a multi-year high now. And even cryptocurrencies are gaining some momentum.
First time in 6 years for gold. So actually, gold has outperformed the S&P 500 this year. So is this too late to get on the gold game? Is it still an opportunity there?
Yeah, now is definitely not early. But if this thing, it's now the outlook is full of uncertainty. It really depends on the two powerful men, Donald Trump and Xi Jinping. How are they going to resolve this trade issue? Are they going to walk away from the negotiation table and escalate this trade war further? Or are they going to come back and sit and have a peaceful talk? And that outlook will pull out a very polarized scenario to the market.
All right.
So in a worst case scenario, gold will have more room to go up.
All right. Good point, Margaret. So just to wrap things up, right, we will get the trade numbers from China coming up at 11 a.m. We are expecting exports and imports to continue to decline. With that in mind and everything else in the backdrop, are you expecting possibly the Bank of China to possibly weaken its currency further?
Well, yesterday there are actually some rumors saying that PBOC is going to cut down its benchmark rate. But then PBOC spokesman came out and said, no, it's a rumor, we are not doing so. I think it's not necessary for them to cut rates because the currency is already moving ahead of that. And usually China market and the currencies aren't very insensitive to China's export and import data. I think those numbers are already being digested, and we will see continuous decline in China's exports, and imports will probably drop even faster than the export, and that will have a very bad impact to Southeast Asian countries and those economies which rely on China imports, which are Singapore, Korea, Taiwan, and even Australia and New Zealand. So all these currencies will probably have more volatility when the trade data come out.
Okay, Margaret, always great chatting with you. It's going to be a long weekend. I think you have some exciting babysitting plans.
Oh, yeah, I'm staying in Singapore. Tickets are getting crazily expensive. I'm not going anywhere.
All right, Margaret, have a great weekend in advance. We've been chatting with Margaret Young. She is the analyst at CMC Markets on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. Money FM 89.3. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.